all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly, so was I.
Mahalo to all the listeners of PalTalk.com and to all listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are USA 888-228-4494, Canada 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, 530-776-5154 or 776-5185 and 876-9916. And boy, have we got a show for each and every one of you tonight. I personally want to welcome each and every one of you to our broadcast for this evening. I definitely highly recommend that each of you get something to write with, because you're definitely going to want to take quite a bit of information down. I want to let all my listeners know this evening that you're about to embark on a whole new journey. You're about to really feel what it's like to tap into those higher realms, to that highest light possible that is available to each and every one of us. We will be, our title for the show this evening is called, Are You Ready to Be the Highest Light? We will discuss this evening about what does it really truly mean with the new paradigm. So before we get started for this evening, I would like to invite each and every one of our listeners for this evening to go and check out my website. I have a wealth of information about our guests for this evening. And for all the listeners in Pal Talk, for your convenience, not only do I have our guest's name, but also his website listed for each and every one of you. We will periodically throughout the room post all the call-in numbers along with our guest name and his website. So welcome to the show. Now, before I invite our guest for this evening, I would love to share some wonderful information about our guest for this evening. His name is Todd Stockwell. He has an MS in Leadership and Training, Alameda University, BA in Sociology from the University of Michigan, and over 20 years of management consulting experience, 5 years working with persons with development disabilities. He is also a coach, a teacher, and a spiritual guide. Todd has traveled throughout this planet to help thousands create lasting change in their life and is bringing this work to individuals, companies, and schools. We are here to serve you. So my question tonight, how may we be of service to each and every one of our sisters and brothers on the highest level possible? Our website for this evening is beyond1111.com. Once again, website is beyond1111.com. Without further delay, let's please all give our guests for this evening a warm welcome to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Welcome, Todd.
Well, thank you.
It is a real honor to have you with us this evening.
It's an honor as well to be with you.
Thank you. I was just sharing with all our listeners before we started our broadcast. I wanted to share a little bit more information about each and every one of them. So we're going to dive right into the show tonight because I know that you and I have a lot of territory to cover. And before we actually get started with Todd sharing with each of us tonight, Todd will be a regular guest with the World Global Healing Circle of Light every month. So we've got a lot of really wonderful and great information and entered the highest light to share with each and every one of you. So Todd, tell us, how did you begin with the work that you are doing today?
Oh, well, I've always been doing the work that I'm doing today. It's just become more apparent that this is what I'm meant to do full-time, all the time.
Excellent. And I can already feel that energy. But you knew that I would. So the first question I would actually really like to ask you, because I want to make sure we get right into sharing this wonderful wisdom with all of our listeners tonight, can you please explain to all of us tonight, what really is the new paradigm, and why is it so important for this age that we're in right now?
Well, we're here, we've chosen to be here at the greatest time ever for this planet. It's the time of the highest transition of the human consciousness. It's the time of genius and of specialty. So it's imperative that we all break through and we get on our divine path. And that's what it's about. It's a time where, as we break through, we're able to end competition. There's no room for competition. As we're all specialists at something, then there is no competition, only love.
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting for, you know, personally as a radio host, you know, I've shared with all our listeners the importance of the true power to the higher levels of the Christ consciousness is the expression of unconditional love. So when you say to break through, could you explain a little bit more when you use that terminology? Are we actually coming from the old way of thinking into the new paradigm, which is stepping outside of that box?
Yes, definitely. You know, there's so much media, things that split us from ourselves. Things that tell us that we're something that we aren't. So it's imperative that we break through that and get to the core of our true existence. And the truest thing is that now, in order to actually thrive in the new paradigm, we have to be in service to humanity. That's the same with companies. So what you'll find is that many companies will fold because they're not truly of service to humanity.
So when we say service to humanity, what does that look like? How does that show up in our lives? You know, because, you know, for myself, for a long time, I walked thinking I was in service to my sisters and brother. So how do we know personally if we are truly being of that service?
Well, we have to take responsibility. We have to let ourselves be beyond the smallness of our existence and actually be the big self that we're meant to be. So we have to step out as a leader.
Nice, very nice. I want to share this thought with all the listeners this evening, as I've had the real honor. I'm extremely humbled tonight. I have actually had the opportunity to take Todd Stockwell's classes and learn these wonderful techniques that has just, still today, I sit in amazement of the levels of consciousness that I have grown, stepped into, along with working with those higher levels of vibration. It was so interesting because this afternoon I asked Fran, as most of you know who she is, to actually touch my arm. And I was very aware not only was I vibrating on the outside of myself, but everything within myself was vibrating at an incredible rate. So I noticed, Todd, that earlier you had mentioned the word core. So when you say working at the core, what does this mean, and how does working at the core different from other healing modalities?
Well, within existence, there's a core to everything. And in the core, what is huge and massive, as in the entire universe, is also small. So therefore, we each hold that spark of creation. We all have that core within us. We have the entire universe directly at the base of our heart chakra. And so it's about breaking down all the things that are false so that we can actually have that true connect and have the information simple and in front of us and available to all. To help all on the planet to reach enlightenment.
That's really, thank you for that. You know, I'd like to share, if I may, to all the listeners tonight, I would like to share some thoughts here. And so it says here, so you are a quantum leader and a teacher, here to lead the way and create change to set up the new paradigm. Power Beyond will prepare you and get you going on all cylinders so that you are empowered to the highest level as quickly as possible. We as leaders of the new paradigm must be beyond enlightenment to facilitate the enlightenment of the consciousness. This is the highest quantum connection. You will experience an overwhelming peace with a complete sense of knowing and understanding of your divine purpose. So with that said, Todd, can you explain to us what is the power beyond and how does that apply, how does applying the power beyond facilitate a quantum connection?
Well, Power Beyond, just as Beyonder, are different techniques, different trainings that are available that help to break through all of the things that we've been trained that aren't necessarily connective. So they're able to break through all of the illusion, all of the falsities that we walk through the Earthopoly, where we're able to release the Earthopoly so that we can instead of playing a game, we can actually do what we came here to be.
So that means actually, letting go of all those blocks or repeating the same patterns over and over again, giving ourselves the permission to step out of dramas and all the things that we sometimes find ourselves in. Because I know personally for myself, as an individual, I have really more and more each day being empowered to become that real observer. You know, for a long time, and I'm sure you will agree because you've gotten to know me, whereas I thought I was an observer. I thought a lot of different things, even on breaking down walls of illusion and stepping outside of that matrix. Wouldn't you agree? Whereas this, what you teach us, really propels us breaking free of what we think that we are free from.
Yes, we're able to walk in spirit neutral, which is the highest space. That's where we're able to be in this world without being a victim. You know, we're not victims. We didn't come here to be victims. We came here to be gods in training.
So what would you say to those listeners tonight that may be sitting there saying, well, I'm not playing the victim mode. I've stepped out of that. I'm not into the drama. I don't participate with that, nor am I caught up in the matrix or illusions. Because I know for a very long time I felt that way about myself as an individual. And so what would you say to our listeners tonight?
Well, what I would say is that basically the new energies are so much more powerful than anything that was here even 4 years ago. And what you will find is that in order to be in true service, you have to be at the highest level possible. And that's what this work is about, is to get you there. If you've already stepped out of a lot of the media and the Earthopoly, then that's wonderful. But, you know, there's still illusion within that in many, you know, cases as well. And this clarifies it. This gets you specifically on your path and gets you ready, you know, gets you out there, gives you real tools. And your expertise is opened up, and you get clear direction on what it is that you came here for.
So I do know that tonight that you've offered to gift all the listeners this evening with experiencing that energy. So, you know, if you would like, we could go ahead and do that, and then after we're done, we can talk a little bit more about the work that you're actually doing. What do you think?
That's wonderful.
Excellent. So I will ask all our listeners, it's going to be very important to have your feet flat on the floor. I ask that each of you take a very deep breath and let it go. Give yourself the permission to let go and to receive. And these are for all the listeners that truly desire to have a quantum leap. And so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Todd. Enjoy. We'll be right back with you just as soon as you have the opportunity to experience the Christ consciousness. Todd, it's all yours.
Okay, wonderful. This is Christ reality. So go ahead and take a deep, deep breath, as you've already started to. Breathe out with a fire breath, so a dragon breath. Wonder what that sounds like across the radio. And now, focus on a spirit computer or computer screen in front of you. So with spirit hands, reach in and say, open, full access. You'll be repeating after me. Go to 1, 2, 3. Open. Delete old files. Delete old programs. Release negative structures. Release false reality. Burn them. Burn them. Burn them. Defrag. Solidify. Reprogram. Restructure. Reconnect. Rewire. Recomplete. Activate all codes needed. Activate all Christ codes. Activate all mother codes. Activate all God codes. New beginning. Golden beginning. Golden truth. Golden reality. Power up. Eleven, 11. Open. Restructure. Power structure. Activate all codes needed. Anchor higher self. Anchor higher self. Anchor higher self. Now, however you hear these next words, say them as well as you can. Yagwa. Zavin. Hakwit. Liwa. Shaha. Alaha. Ananeha. Abredosh. Quinale, Suatos, Zuatias, Eao, Eau, Eaua, Ensoth. I am the highest light. I am a Christed one. I am the highest power. I am the highest love. I am the golden child. I am. I am. I am. I remember. Alaha. I remember. Ananeha. I remember. Oneness. I remember. Ensa. Amen. 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 Anchor. Ground. Solidify. I do remember. I am complete. I do remember. I am whole. I do remember. I am home. Amen. 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 Physical body open. Highest light body open. Unite. Ignite. Full power. I do remember. I am home. Amen. And then I would ask, how does everybody feel? We are complete.
Wow. I can really feel that energy. Oh, that's incredible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome, Todd. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So I noticed, first of all, if I may ask you to go ahead and explain to all our listeners this evening what they were receiving.
Okay. Basically, what we did was anchor the higher self into the core where it needs to be, physically in your body. In the past, the physical body was too dense to actually receive this kind of a connection, and so the higher self would float above the physical body. But now, because of the work that's been done, the evolution that has occurred within humanity and humankind, we're able to anchor it directly at our core. Of course, where we need it in order to actually be in the flow all the time. Be in the zone all the time. For those who play basketball, they know about the zone. So basically, we brought it from up above the body and anchored it directly where it needs to be. And now the body will take a transition to the highest light form. So that's what that process that we just did will do for everybody.
Wow, so did I hear you say that you took the high self and anchored it into the physical?
Yes.
So let me ask you this. How does that anchoring, because I personally know that it's the importance of anchoring the higher self into the physical. Could you maybe expound a little bit more on that, how the importance of anchoring the higher self into the physical?
Well, it's imperative because we all came here to create, to be creators, and therefore the work of Jesus Christ years and years ago was basically stating, and I will tear down your temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it, and this is the temple. This physical body is the temple. We need to treat it as such. And so, therefore, that's what this does. It starts that process where that we can heal ourselves with ease. Healing, miracles, they're all simple. They're all very simple. And so, once we've got this anchored, it's all steps from there.
So, as I know, it's not necessary any further to do the processing. So, you know, with the work that you're doing, I find for myself, I don't have to do all the emotional and mental stuff that I used to do in the past when I received the healing. So, could you share a little bit more about that and explain to our listeners how taking this quantum leap with the work that you've just done, how it's not necessary for that process anymore, and how that can be very empowering for all of them?
Yeah. Well, obviously, basically, the brain and the body, like to hold things. So usually when we get into an analytic state, which is trying to figure things out and try to, then we hold on to it longer. It's harder to get rid of. We rationalize. This system that we're working through, we're able to bypass the brain, bypass the body, and still bring all the good stuff back into the body and get the body and the brain trained so that they're on the same page as our highest good.
That's excellent. Thank you for sharing that with all the listeners tonight. Real quick, for all those who have joined the show this evening, our guest for this evening is Master Teacher Todd Stockwell. His website is beyond1111.com. And for all the listeners this evening, I have a wealth of information on my web show page with bbsradio.com. And for all the listeners in Pal Talk, we also have that information posted throughout, not only on the banner, but periodically we are sending that information out to each and every one of you. I truly invite each and every one of you to explore this wonderful website. If you have any questions, please feel free to call and ask. Todd, we do have a comment question in the room from one of the listeners this evening. Her name is Pauline Maria, and she says here, in order, you have to be of service, you have to be at the highest level possible. Did I hear you correctly? Would you like to expound on that?
In order to be in true service, yes, it's imperative that we get to the empowerment level that we're capable of being at.
Thank you. And I want to thank our listener, Pauline Maria, for your question. All questions are extremely valuable. We do have another question, and Karen would like to know, what's 1111 mean?
Okay, 1111 is the code to enlightenment. So therefore, beyond 1111, the reason why that's my website is because this process is about going beyond enlightenment so that we can bring enlightenment to the entire consciousness.
Thank you. I know earlier when you were, and by the way, thank you for the wonderful, wonderful gift that you have given to all of us this evening. I would like to, you know, it was interesting because I heard you say INSOF. So would you explain to us who or what is INSOF, and can you explain the difference between Elohim versus INSOF?
Well, yeah, that's the terminology. There is basically from the Tree of Life or the Kabbalah. Now, Elohim would be the Creator God of this planet, and then from there, there is that which is beyond the beyond, which is Ein Sof, which is basically oneness. So, Ein Sof is that which is beyond the beyond. That which is beyond the trimorphic Sophia. And that's where the term Ensof comes from.
So what I'm hearing you say, when you are connected to the highest God expression of Ensof, then not only are you connected to this universe, but you go even beyond our own universe, to other galaxies, to other universes, to other life force expressions as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Works for me, that's for sure. I love every moment of it. And you know, Todd, I have to say, ever since I have met you, you know, I've really experienced joy and happiness. You know, before I open my eyes up in the morning, I can actually physically feel my face smiling. But it's not that I have a smile on my lips, okay? I can feel my cells smiling and jumping with joy and that happiness. You know, I notice that when I walk throughout my day, whatever interaction that I'm interacting with, you know, regardless if it may be something that we would look at as being challenging or what we would think of as being drama, I find I'm able to walk through it and flow through it with such ease. And I know that my soul truly thanks you for that, because there were a lot of times I thought personally that I was happy, that I experienced joy. But what really was profound for me is that not only have I am I experiencing that externally, but it's internal, and it's not anything that I have to work on or be conscious of. It just is. And that has been very exciting. Another profound experience that I've experienced personally and observed even with the other students is, you know, as we connect with the InSof energy, which is the highest expression of the Christ consciousness, I notice that my world is changing quantum leaps. I am drawing to me this wonderful positive at all levels of experience, from opportunities to my relationships. And I believe our listeners are getting the gist of this. And I have to say to all my listeners tonight, this is real. This has been very real, not only for myself as an individual, but for every person that Todd has ever touched. Now, don't take my word for it. Experience it for yourself. You've had the opportunity to sit and experience it just through the radio, to feel that the empowerment of that highest God force. It touched each and every one of you. Are you going to have fireworks exploding around you? Absolutely not. But I will say this, as every moment of my day unfolded, I was having those epiphanies where I was going, oh my gosh, this is so great. Because all of a sudden it's just there. You find yourself flowing so beautifully. And you know what's really cool too? Is I'm finally have reached the space where I'm dancing with the universe. I'm dancing with Father God and the hierarchy and the archangels. And I've wanted to share this with you for quite some time. You know, and this is something that I have prayed for a long time, and there you were. So it's just been a wonderful experience for me. I also wanted to talk with you real quick, because we had touched on it earlier in the show. So let's talk about the Matrix. How does that working with the power beyond free us from the Matrix of illusion?
Well, what it does is it creates the truest connection, so therefore we're able to see through that, see the matrix for what it is, and actually see the actual new grid system that's being created throughout the universe. You know, the Indigo grid system, which is set to help us so that we can positively switch to God time rather than human time.
Well, we have some more comments and questions from the listeners this evening. So if I may bring that forth at this time. And Pauline Maria says, depends if ego gets in the way. Many people claim to be aware or enlightened and promoting themselves. if there is an agenda in assisting someone's progress that is ego-based, the help is lost. If you would comment on that, please.
That's all part of the illusion, ego. But ego doesn't mean that you're not being who you are. You know, there's the truth is that who you are is what breaks the ego.
And welcome back to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Our guest for this evening is, just hold tight to all our listeners. We thank you for your patience. As you all know, sometimes we do have technical problems, so just bear with us. We'll probably, Todd, it's all that great energy that you have brought forth and to share with each and every one of us tonight. So we'll give BBS Radio the, there we go. So we are back online. I want to welcome all our listeners back to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Our special guest for this evening is Master Teacher Todd Stockwell, and he has been sharing his wonderful wisdom and his insights on the importance of the new paradigm along with working personally with our individual core. So, Todd, let me ask you this question, if I may. Were you able to hear the question when I was sharing it with you a few minutes ago?
Yeah. you can say it again, though.
Okay. So, Pauline Maria has said, she's making a statement here, ego is personality. There's another part to this as well, and she says, who you are is at the core of your being, your inner self, core self, your soul. So I'll let you share your thoughts on that.
Okay, so what is the question?
So Pauline Maria is making a statement of ego is personality. So if you would share your thoughts on ego and the personality, how is that all the one and the same, or is there an actual defined difference between the two?
They're similar. I mean, it's personality that's been created through whatever media. Our first media being our parents, family, all that kind of thing, things that take us from ourselves. So therefore, anything that that takes us from ourselves is part of the ego.
Absolutely. So I'd like to share with this as well with you. And Del Rey has a special request of you. He says, can Todd speak some more words of what he was speaking earlier in the meditation before he leaves? What do you think, Todd?
Some more words on what I was speaking
in the meditation, yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
You want me to say some now?
Sure.
You want
absolutely.
The Dodd codes?
Yes, let's, oh my goodness,
is that
everybody.
What
we see? Yes, let's, if you would. Okay, everybody, sit back because he's going to do the God codes. This is exciting. So here we go, Del Rey. This is for you. Enjoy, everyone. Todd, it is all yours.
Okay. Vinahwe Baha Kota He Gitato Muga Ya Awena Lyota Vahesa Anakwe Sheina Kusha Yela Onowe Ananeha Alaha Adredos Quinale Zuatos Zuatias Eaho Eawa Eawa Haja Bukana Zawe Ensof Ensof Ensof.
Wow. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Would you like to share more deeply with, I know we have received the God codes, but if you would just expound a little bit more for our listeners tonight. Wei Shore has just made a statement saying he is definitely buzzing. We had another comment earlier from Del Rey talking about he could see the golden light flooding in. And I was looking for that comment he made earlier. One of our other listeners talked about that they could see this incredible pulsing white light that came flooding in as well. I really felt that was important to share with you tonight and for the rest of the listeners as well. And if you would go ahead and explain a little bit more in depth of what we just received.
Well, it's more empowerment because whenever we speak to the codes of the core or the God codes, there are also archangelic codes, that go along with that. But basically, within that, that's where we're reaching. We're reaching into our true divinity. So they're divinity codes and they're higher light codes.
Thank you, Tom. So we're getting a flood of information that I'd like to share with you tonight. Here's a question. In Bell says, what is the truth of who we are?
Okay. The truth of who we are is that we're all God. And anything
and
that tells us that we're different is part of the media, or the false media.
He says, thank you, with a big smile on his face. And I want to thank all our listeners for your responses tonight. I really look forward to you all sharing this evening. I'm definitely going to be keeping the room open for open discussion and love to hear all your questions and your thoughts. Serenity Peace says, with the God codes, felt like I was standing in a beacon of white light shining on top of me. We want to thank you, both of us, Todd and myself, want to thank you for sharing that with us. Let me see. Hold on, guys. Thank you for your patience because I am really working on pulling everyone's questions and comments together. So if you'll just hang in there with me, AZ, I will get your question presented to, oh, here we go. Okay, AZ says, how is it that we can make peace with ego? Because it's a part of us, it lives with us, and I think we need to make some kind of commitment with it. Is it like that?
Yeah, we do need to make peace with our lesser self and elevate our lesser self. And that's what this work is about.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd, for replying back to that. Before I get any further, I'd like for you, because I know that you travel quite a bit teaching the different classes, and if you would share that with all our listeners tonight, I know that they would like to really know a little bit more about where they could probably see you, if they're interested in classes, are they able to email you or call you, and if you would just give them all that information, I'm sure they would be delighted.
Definitely, yes. You can call me at 734-740-9110 anytime. I do much work over the phone as well. We do a ton of distance work. Otherwise, I couldn't reach all the folks that I need to if I wasn't able to do that. Obviously, we can do it over the radio. We can do it over the phone. So it'll be more personal, obviously, as we do the work over the phone. Much of my work is over the phone, and then there's also work that we do programs. I'll be in Wisconsin, Waukesha, Wisconsin, on April 4th through the 6th, I believe is the date. I don't have it in front of me, but we'll be there next, and we're going to have a tremendous joy program there. So anybody who wants to come on up to Wisconsin, come and join us. I have another program in L.A. Later in April, so in Los Angeles area.
Thank you.
Near the end of April. So.
Thank you. And by the way, Todd just left from Phoenix, Arizona early yesterday morning. We were really blessed to have him here. And also, if you're interested in coming to Phoenix area, the next class we have, you know, you please feel free to get hold of Todd or you can get hold of me as well. My email address is imdivinelight@aol.com. You're welcome to visit my show page. I have that information all posted there for all of your convenience. Del Rey says, thank you for sharing with us, Todd. Be well, dear spirit. Namaste to you. Serenity Peace, if you could just answer yes or no, what about in Canada, Todd?
Yes.
Wonderful. So keep an eye on Todd's website, and he'll keep his different locations listed. Also, AZ says, yes, I think that I have to deal with it, but not let it control me. Thank you, Todd. Serenity, everybody is thanking you. That's really great. We thank all of you for allowing us to be of service to each and every one of you. Share with your sisters and brothers worldwide because we have the opportunity to finally break free of those things that have held us back. It is time for each of us to give ourselves the permission to be the leaders, to be the Christ consciousness. Thank you, Todd, so very, very much. Wayshower also says thank you. There's all just flooding in, Todd. But anyway, I have to end this radio show tonight. It's been an honor, Todd. We look forward to having you every month on this show, the World's Global Healing Circle of Light. Remember, you are the great, mighty I Am presence. You are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. God bless to each and every one of you, and good night.
all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly, and so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are, in a world that forgets you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly.